You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It's a common term that you hear a lot recently, burnout. Joining us is Trevor Bogan. He's original director of Top Employers Institute in North America. Trevor, I know like some of the biggest companies are trying to figure out how do you handle that? What do you do when your whole entire team is just tired of working?
Yeah, it's a tough thing right now, Anna. And this is something that's been going on since 2018 and continuing to grow. BBC did a study of over 2,000 employees, and 42% of those employees have felt burnout. So organizations really just need to understand it, be aware of it more, and look for signs of burnout, because there are signs that employees will show, you know, having lack of clarity, communication, they're not engaged anymore.
Trevor, I mean, is this any different? Was there always burnout before and we just fired those people and looked at them as weak? And then this has kind of given rise after COVID to this? Or is this just the tide has turned? There's more people that want to work, you know, in a less intense environment than there used to be. I'm at a loss here.
Well, burnout's always been a thing, right? And I think it's becoming more prevalent now, more depression, more anxiety. People are noticing it more. And the pandemic really didn't help. Everyone was at home. Everyone was working. Everyone was kind of dealing with people being sick, not sick, wiping your groceries off. Like, you're always just panicking about something or worried about something. Jobs got intense. People had to take on more responsibility, more roles. All of those things kind of hit all at one time.
So what are companies doing? What exactly is like the protocol now when a company says, yeah, no, this employee is going through a rough time. It's very clear they're burnt out.
You just have to really be able to be vulnerable and empathetic and talk. And so specifically when you see someone that you feel like may be showing some signs of burnout, the first thing all leaders should be doing is request a one-on-one and just have a conversation. Employee satisfaction surveys are huge now, too. Sometimes burnout can't be obvious. So take a pulse on how your employees are feeling and maybe give them some opportunities to get a mentor in a different department and learn a new skill. And that can help with burnout as well, because you're doing something that you really like to do and you're more purposeful with doing.
I mean, it's just nearly impossible to start a company nowadays. It sounds like to me, right? It's very difficult, right? Where we've got to take into account everybody's, you know, feelings in each situation. But I am a firm believer that, you know, it's like being a coach, basically, right? Is when yeah. you're a coach, you know, it's not like you build the team as to your specifications. You have a team and you have to get the most out of each one of those people on your team. And when you can do that, that's typically how you come out a winner. So, I mean, it makes sense. It's just, wow, it's a lot.
Yeah, well, times have changed, and this is not necessarily a bad thing. And think about all the good coaches, Raven, that were out there, your Phil Jacksons, your Woodens, getting the best thing out of people. And that's what I think that leaders have to do a really good job with, and even CEOs of an organization.
Well, I think what's amazing and just jumps out at me, Trevor, is every one of those people that were winners or coached winners, they won with different types of people with different skill sets, which right. tells you that there's more than one way to win, gives rise to that everybody's skill set has a value. So I find that very interesting. And you have to tap into that. You have to identify that. First thing to tap into that is to identify it and then give somebody the confidence to achieve what it is that their ability will allow. It's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trevor Bogan is the regional director of Top Employers Institute. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Kokoda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Kokoda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Kokoda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at Kokoda.com/tap.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.